This is Friday Talkback here on Life Matters on RN. My name's Emma Ayres. This morning, how does learning improve as you get older? It's the new title for the programme. And we're loving your calls on learning at any age. Now, there are lots of different types of things that we can take on throughout our life. And the thing is, are different forms of learning better than others as we age? You know, you've probably done it yourself. You sat down with a nice cup of tea, right, I'm going to do the Sudoku in the paper, or maybe do the chess problem, crosswords, or you might invite some friends around for a little bit of canasta, perhaps, or perhaps a game of bridge. Now, Joan Butts is a passionate fan of bridge. She's played bridge for Australia. She's a bridge teacher. Joan, thank you for joining me here on Life Matters.
Thank you.
Joan, just very quickly, first of all, do you have a team kit to play bridge for Australia? And if so, what? Do you have to wear Lycra?
No, you've just got to be strong enough to hold up your cards.
Actually, you don't always even have to do that, can you? I mean, certainly as we age, our hands can become a little arthritic. You can have card holders, can't you?
You can have card holders, yes. But actually, that reminds me of something I was teaching. I have a wonderful opportunity these days. I teach bridge to students and teachers of all ages all around Australia. And 2 days ago, I was in a club and had given some lessons, and the president came to me and said, you know, we're very proud of some of our older members, but one of them couldn't be here today because she broke a wrist. Oh. And she's in hospital with a broken wrist, but she said, when we went up to visit her, the first thing she said was, as soon as she gets any feeling back in the wrist, she'll be back at bridge because she'll be able to hold those cards again.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Hey, so Joan, I do actually have to declare a little bit of bias here, because I'm in my later 40s and I'm learning bridge and finding that it really is helping my brain.
Oh, wonderful.
But what is it about bridge that you think so effective at exercising our brains?
Well, it's been very interesting listening to some of the other speakers, and particularly as we age, you know, the fact that your memory and your concentration possibly lapses. So bridge is it's a problem-solving game. It's very mentally challenging. It will develop reasoning skills, and it'll help very much memory and concentration. One of the reasons is that when you play a game of bridge, you basically forget about everything else because the game itself is so interesting and you become so absorbed with it. The other thing it develops, and I think this is a wonderful thing, is partnership communication. And you're working with a partner, which is very good for those sorts of skills too, I think. Bridge... when you play a game of bridge, well, you can learn bridge really quickly, but maturing at bridge and reaching a certain level will take a little bit of time. But one of the speakers was mentioning before that, you know, when you... you're better at something as you get older because you've accumulated so much knowledge. Well, it's absolutely like that at bridge, for sure.
And Joan, do you think that combination of reasoning and decision-making and having to communicate in a way with another person, although it's a very particular communication, do you think that combination is what makes bridge so effective?
I think there are so many things that makes it such an exciting and challenging game. One of the things that I was reading something that Warren Buffett, who's an avid bridge player...
Does he play with Bill Gates, is that right?
No, he doesn't play with Bill, but they both adore it. They both have their own partners. They have appeared in American tournaments together, but generally they don't play together. But he mentioned that... every time that there's a different move or a different card played, there's a chance for your brain to calculate and recalculate. Mm. Because once you've decided on a line of action, which is basically taking tricks, you may have to adjust your thinking as the play goes on because you learn more, there are more clues about what's in the hands. And so it is it's endlessly fascinating the way a hand of bridge, and by the way, there are so many card combinations when there are 13 cards dealt out that you may never see the same hand again.
Yeah.
So all the communication with partner as well as all the work you do playing a hand is certainly doing something for your brain, yeah. Or that's what the research at St. Vincent's Hospital is sort of finding, that it's staving off Alzheimer's and things like that.
Joanna Brooks, a neuroscientist. Joanna, do you agree?
Yes, I mean, I think it's absolutely fantastic that there are so many old adults in their 50s, 60s and 70s that are learning a new skill and trying to improve their brains. I think that research recognises that practice makes perfect. So when we're training our brains by playing a board game like bridge or playing a musical instrument or reading the newspaper, doing a crossword or Sudoku, these are all really important things to keep our brain active. And we often think about taking our physical bodies to the gym and taking gentle exercise on a daily basis. And this is the type of thing that we need to do with our brains. So we need to keep our brains active and we need to exercise them on a daily basis. So anything that can do that really is a very positive thing.
Yeah, that daily practice does seem to be really important. Now, Elizabeth Speed, a brain coach. Elizabeth, the both sides of the brain thing, how important is that?
Learning to use the tools of both hemispheres is vitally important. A school teaches us how to use the left hemisphere skills, detail, order, logic, numbers, linear, words. Often the right hemisphere skills are not given as much attention, and also they are not as valued as much. Creativity, pictures, words, imagination, using colour, using music. And when we think of that phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words, that's very poignant. And yet our school system is based on all those words.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's a great point. Joan, do you feel that more creative side of our brain is used in a game like bridge?
Yes, I think that all sides of your brain are used at bridge, all parts of it, yeah. I mean, while, you know, there is sort of logic and rational development that you need for every time you play a card, you won't win at bridge unless you're creative and your intuition. You should never deny yourself the intuition that you feel about something. So definitely at bridge you're using both sides of your brain.
Now, Joan, many people have gone to bridge and just thought, no, it's really too scary, and people can get quite aggressive. In fact, there's even been murders at the bridge table. Can you just tell me a little bit? Sorry, I mustn't laugh, actually. I mean, this is actually a really serious story. I mean, it's a terrible story.
Well, I used to mention that murder when I started beginner's lessons, but I stopped when I would see some married couples who'd come along to learn. But in the 30s in America, there was a social bridge game at home, and the husband played a particular hand so badly that his wife shot him and killed him. But there was actually more to it. And the truth is that she actually got off. And they used to say that it was because the judge was a bridge player. Well, none of that was exactly accurate. But the truth is that he was an abusive husband and she apparently lost it. But typical of the eccentricity of bridge players, it's really funny that if you look up in the Bridge Encyclopedia, they will give you the exact hand which caused his demise.
Oh, really?
And the very card that he played wrongly.
Oh, gosh, that's extraordinary. Joan, just a final question for you, because I know you have to leave. So just, you know, we've got somebody listening at home. They don't have a partner in life, but they want to go to bridge, learn bridge, where you need to have a partner. What would you recommend?
Oh, well, every series of lessons I would give, people would turn up by themselves and they just meet people. Mm. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of meeting people, and it cements friendships. And the other thing is, one of your speakers was talking about the cost of activities. Well, bridge is such an incredibly inexpensive activity, and it's taught in all over the place in bridge clubs, but the University of the Third Age often has bridge lessons, and it is virtually nothing to learn bridge.
Yeah.
And you just have to have the right attitude. You know, you're not always going to meet the partner of your dreams when you turn up in the beginning, but eventually you will. But the partnership is absolutely vital.
Yeah. Joan Butts, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that I get to be beaten by you at the bridge table at some point. It will be a great honour.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Joan Butts, who's a bridge player. She's played for Australia. She's a bridge teacher and also a teacher of teachers of bridge. So thanks to Joan. Now back to your calls. Friday talk back, and how does learning improve as we age?